being. That's all you are, and we're all connected, and nothing will ever change that. But whether you see that or not depends on what you choose to have people support in your perception. There's an easy way out. You could let the part of you that sees correctly see things for you. That's the easy way. And wouldn't it be cool? Okay, this is how we do it. He says, you will doubt until you hear one witness whom you wholly release through the Holy Spirit, then you will what? Doubt no more. Okay. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be acting more. And I'm going to express myself in every way I can.
Good, we're tired of you holding back.
Freely. because that's what the Holy Spirit is telling me to do to make a point. And so you're going to see me stretch. You're going to see me stretch for some trust. Okay? Is that all right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm saved, right?
Yeah.
You're safe.
I'm safe, right? And me being myself requires nothing of you, and it will put you in no imminent danger. Okay. People are dangerous when they are not being themselves.
That's for sure.
That's where all the pain is coming from. It's a bunch of people who are not being themselves hanging out together. You know the relationships you cherish the most are the ones when you're with the person you feel like you can totally just be however you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the people that nobody has to force you to hang out with. But anybody with a lot of expectations, then you get a little leery. Even if you try not to, you feel a little leery. You know. Whew. So, questions about or comments about that paragraph? Because that paragraph, I've been on that paragraph three classes straight. Because it's a very important paragraph. Yeah.
Does the word witness have another meaning or another word?
Reflection. What I show you. Yeah, I'm witnessing. Like on the stand when your guy said, "Well, Your Honor, he really didn't run that red light."
Okay.
I'm your witness. Hey, Your Honor, he really is innocent. See, I'm your witness. I know he doesn't think so all the time, but I'm the witness to how loving and innocent you are. So I'm your witness. And I'm your witness because you chose me to support that in you. So it really started with you choosing to support yourself by wanting others to support the love that you are. So whatever it is.
You know how the Course can have different meanings for different words sometimes.
Yeah, and I love it when people ask.
I just want to be clear.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I've been, please, by all means, let me give you alternate interpretations. That's what I specialize in.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else?
I don't like that
one. So what? Remember this time I was doing a workshop with this yogi, and he was like a real yogi, you know. He had that yogi look. And I asked him, because I was really kind of afraid to tell the truth and really stand up for my truth when I first started teaching, because in the South, if you said something like, "There is no sin, there is no hell," somebody might come in there and take you out in the name of God. You know, that's what your mind tells you, man. Somebody gonna take you out. I still feel like that sometimes. Like some of the things I say, somebody's gonna misperceive it and feel threatened by it, right? So I'm like running down to the yogi. I said, "Yeah, I'm afraid that I might get killed." He said, "So what?" I swear to God, that's what he told me. It did change my whole life in that moment. Have you ever noticed that there's basically only one way to get into this experience, but an infinite number of ways to leave? You ever notice that?
Yeah.
You basically, we come in through the birth canal, but you can die and leave in a million different ways. Like in this room alone, there's about 100 different ways we can leave. I just thought that's just something that crossed my mind. Mm. Oh, it's a lot. I want to leave without dying.
Me too.
That's what I'm trying to do. And the court says you don't have to die in order for you to be happy. I love that. Anybody else? This next paragraph is deep.
Sentence number seven,
isn't
that one?
Uh-huh. But a son of God who has been released through the Holy Spirit and the brother is always recognized? Is that the sentence you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I spent the most time on.
Yeah, and I've read it many times and you explained it very well.
The reason why you would recognize somebody that's been released through the Holy Spirit in you is because that person will be speaking so clearly of love that you will see it and hear it and understand it. So the way that you know when you're in the presence of someone who you release through the Holy Spirit is they will be peaceful to you.
I think I'm asking more about, again, how do I release someone, especially if it's a challenging person?
By choosing not to use them as a source of fear support, by constantly providing yourself with reasons to stay afraid and distrustful. You stop giving yourself reasons not to do it. And the biggest reason not to do it is believing that your understanding is a powerful contribution to the truth. It makes it what it is. No, but that's the truth. When I read that in the book, it tripped me out. He says, your understanding is not a powerful contribution to the truth. Your understanding does not make truth what it is.
Yeah.
So while you're sitting back trying to agree whether or not it's the truth or not, it has nothing to do with it. But I would like to get you in touch with how you could tell when you're not using it. When you're not using it, then people around you are not witnessing back to you and speaking clearly to you of love.
Hot damn, Earl.
Hot damn, Bonnie. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right, okay. The holy instant hasn't yet happened to you. So of course says holy means happy. It means innocent. It means beautiful. It means loving. So watch this. The happy instant hasn't happened to you yet. The really beautiful instant hasn't happened to you yet. Real happiness hasn't happened to you yet. Real happiness hasn't happened to you yet. Real happiness hasn't happened to you yet. Yet, real happiness will happen to you. Real happiness will happen to you. Real happiness will happen to you. But real happiness hasn't happened to you yet. But real happiness will happen to you. And when real happiness really happens to you, you will recognize it with perfect certainty. Which means when real happiness happens to you, you'll be completely certain that real happiness has happened to you. This is deep stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
This is deep stuff.
Stop right there.
Because no gift that comes from God is recognized in any other way except in complete certainty. If it came from the Creator, then you are certain and you doubt no more. So anything you're wondering, if it's coming from God, it ain't.
Right.
If it's coming from God, if it's coming from love, you will recognize it with perfect certainty. There won't be no doubt. It's a matter of really